This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. In case you were having a good day, just minding your own business and at peace with the world, let me maybe ruin it a little bit for you. Justin Bieber, according to a recent report, is worth somewhere around $200 million. Actually, there's no reason why he shouldn't be that rich. He's an international singing sensation, and ever since the early days of crooners like Frank Sinatra, skinny boys who can sing tend to make a lot of money. But in the entertainment industry, there are only two kinds of people: those who were in it at the beginning of a big career, agents, lawyers, managers, friends, parents, you name it, and those who weren't. And everyone in the first category is busy jockeying for a position, trying to catch the golden crumbs as they tumble from the superstar's table. But everyone in the second category is busy looking for the next big thing, which means that right now, as you're listening to this, there's a small constellation of people trying to find the next Justin Bieber. And as it happens, I think I found him. But like all great discoveries, this one comes with a complication. There's a skinny young singer from Kazakhstan, roughly Justin Bieber's age, who is currently wowing them in Central and East Asia. His name is Dimash Kudaibergenov, and he's been winning singing competitions all over the region, often singing in pretty terrible but acceptably terrible French. And I discovered Dimash Kudaibergenov the old-fashioned way through a series of Twitter retweets. Now, the complication, at least from the point of view of those of us who work in Hollywood, is that Dimash Kudaibergenov is called Dimash Kudaibergenov, although I've seen it written just as Dimash Kudaibergen without the "ov" at the end, but that's a perfect example of the problem. This young Neo Bieber has got a too complicated name, and he's from an almost unpronounceable place, and who knows if he even speaks English. Because Hollywood, you see, still thinks that it decides on the basis of Southern California standards, who's a star and who isn't, and what an audience wants to see and what it doesn't. But the world is becoming a more complicated place with lots of choices and billions of non-English-speaking people who are perfectly happy watching Dimash Kudaibergenov on their phones without wondering how some executives in L.A. feel about that. When Warner Brothers and Legendary released their hugely expensive Kong Skull Island worldwide, it raked in a massive $142 million. But some entertainment industry veterans estimate that the total cost of Kong Skull Island, I mean, when everything's added up and accounted for, like production and advertising and distribution, all that stuff, well, that means that the picture will have to make somewhere around $500 million to break even, and that is a lot of money. I mean, that's 2.5 Biebers, if you want to get technical about it. And it's a scary thing for movie studios because all of the important decisions about how much to spend and on what precisely, well, they're made in a tightly circumscribed area inside the limits of Los Angeles, California. But the audience spans the globe and represents moviegoers of almost every possible description. I mean, some of those people presumably are just thrilled to watch Dimash Kudaibergenov on YouTube and would very much like someone to make a movie starring Dimash Kudaibergenov, even though his name is baffling to executives in L.A. and he probably doesn't even speak the language of Hollywood. See, in the meantime, all over the world, little pockets of terrific content keep bubbling to the surface. I mean, there are TV series in Turkey and New Zealand making their ways to North American audiences. There are films and shows originating places that seem exotic to Hollywood executives, but increasingly less remote to North American TV viewers. I mean, the next Justin Bieber, I'm pretty certain, lives in Kazakhstan. Not for long, obviously. I mean, eventually everyone moves to the Palisades. And that's it for this week. Next week, we recast for KCRW. This is Rob Long.